This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Public Schools officials say federal immigration agents came to a school today in the Back of the Yards neighborhood on the city's south side. However, a spokesperson for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, denied it was the immigration agency. Mayor Brandon Johnson says Chicago is not considering strengthening its sanctuary city ordinance amid threats of mass deportation from President Donald Trump. My colleague Mariah Wolfel reports the city council last week rejected an effort to repeal certain protections for undocumented immigrants. And now alderperson Byron Sigcho Lopez says the city should strengthen it by banning police from working with the National Guard in addition to ICE agents. Johnson says that's not in the cards, even as he remains defiant against Trump's threats.
We haven't gotten to that point right now. I think the most important thing here to remember is that our law is very clear that our local police department will not dub as federal agents.
Neighboring Evanston this month moved to ban police officers from working on immigration enforcement with any agency, not just ICE. Local researchers say President Trump's partial shutdown of the National Institutes of Health could cost lives. My colleague Lisa Corian-Phillip talked with Amy Weinman, a professor of immunology at the University of Chicago. Weinman says meetings at the NIH are indefinitely on hold, including meetings to approve funding for new clinical trials.
If you're someone who needs a clinical trial, like, you don't have time to wait.
Weinman says even a small delay could mean somebody loses their shot at life-saving treatment.
I hope this is a wake-up call to the general public that this level of chaos is affecting real people and real lives.
Federal officials have not said how long the restrictions will last. After parts of 3 days, the government wrapped up its closing arguments in the federal corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. My colleague Dave McKinney has been following the trial. He reports prosecutor Diane MacArthur outlined for jurors the evidence for the most serious count facing Madigan and co-defendant Michael McLean, racketeering conspiracy. They allegedly conspired to get Madigan loyalists no-work jobs at public utilities at the same time those firms needed legislation to pass in Springfield, and they worked together to get Madigan's law firm property tax appeal work. This all spanned nearly a decade. MacArthur told the jury, for Madigan and McLean, the corrupt way was the way it was, the way it continued to be. But then she ended with this point, that's not the way the law says it has to be. And Chicago's top local food honors will be awarded on Sunday. The Bonchet Awards celebrate leaders in categories including Best New Restaurant and Bar of the Year. There are also prizes for everything from pizza to pastries. This weekend also marks the start of Chicago's largest ever restaurant week. It offers diners special deals at 500 eateries through February 9th. Weather, cloudy and a high in the low 20s today, and then tonight, cloudy and windy, a slight chance of snow overnight with temperatures in the low 20s, and then sunny and breezy on Saturday with a chance of snow, a high in the mid 30s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.